From Washington, this is VOA News. A convoy of military vehicles believed to be Russian going into Crimea. And the search for a missing Malaysian airliner. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington. A convoy of military vehicles, apparently Russian, has entered a base near Crimea's capital. Reuters News Service, which filmed the vehicles and identified them as Russian, said the convoy included 8 armored vehicles, 2 ambulances, and gasoline tankers. The Associated Press said the vehicles traveled to a military airfield with a Russian flag flying overhead. Ukraine's acting foreign minister, Andrei Deshchitsia, said Ukraine is open to any possibility that leads to concrete results and a diplomatic resolution to the crisis, but he emphasized Crimea is and will be Ukrainian territory, and he called for international monitors to be allowed into the country.
We insist on international observers to be there. However, there is no decision in the OSCE on the level of the international institutions, other international institutions, who could monitor what is going on in the Crimea. And the reason there is no decision, because Russia is blocking the discussions.
Russia has denied it has troops in Crimea beyond those regularly stationed with its Black Sea Fleet, which is based in Crimea. Earlier today, witnesses say warning shots were fired when pro-Russian forces refused entry to Crimea by international monitoring teams from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Today was the third day the team of observers has been refused entry to the area. The OSCE and its team are now turning south to the city of Kherson. On Friday, dozens of Ukrainians demonstrated outside the Russian embassy in Kiev, demanding that Russia withdraw its troops from Crimea.
We are invincible because our spiritual power and our soldiers that he besieged in the Crimea island, they will stand for the to the very end, and we'll do the same. We'll support everyone who is there.
There's more on this story on our website at voanews.com. Officials say 2 passengers from the missing Malaysia Airlines jet were traveling with stolen passports. 2 men listed on the flight's manifesto, one from Italy, another from Austria, never boarded the flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing that disappeared early today, carrying 239 people. Both had their passports stolen in Thailand within the last 2 years. The real identities of those traveling on the plane with the stolen documents remains unclear. Meanwhile, the Vietnamese government is sending rescue boats to a location where search planes have spotted 2 large oil slicks off the southern coast of Vietnam. A Malaysian airline spokesman said the airline is working with search and rescue teams to locate the craft.
We are working with authorities who have actively activated the search and rescue team to locate the aircraft. Our team is currently calling the next of kin of passengers and crew.
The Pentagon and the United States military have dispatched a naval destroyer and a surveillance plane to aid in the search. Leaders of eastern Libya's self-declared autonomous region of Barka declared today they have begun exporting oil from the port of Sidra and intend to share revenues with the central government in accordance with the 1951 constitution. The Prime Minister, Ali Zaidan, told journalists later the government authorities have warned off a North Korean tanker but have so far been ineffective at getting them to stop. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Libyan Prime Minister Ali Zaidan repeated an official warning to a North Korean-flagged oil tanker Saturday afternoon to leave Libyan waters.
Morning Glory.
He says that the North Korean tanker Morning Glory entered the Libyan port of Sidra, breaking international law, and was warned to leave or face attack. He stresses that the ship has said it would like to leave, but is being forced by militiamen to load crude. Mr. Zaidan indicated that his government hopes to resolve the crisis as soon as possible, but that a government attack on the ship would create an ecological disaster. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The mummified body of a woman has been discovered in her home 6 years after what is believed to have been her death in the United States. In Oakland County, Michigan, authorities believe the woman is Pia Fahrenkopf, who has not been heard from since 2008. She stopped working that year and had set up her bills to be paid automatically from her bank account and was discovered when someone went to her home. I'm Marty Johnson, VOA News, Washington. More news, voanews.com.